This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a bear in there, and a chair as well.
There are people with games, and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside.
It's Gay School!
Whoa! Can someone please make a dubstep of this, like ASAP?
On it.
Pump it up, Eleanor. Pump it up.
Okay. Recently, there was a move to axe the dehumanizing law that forces trans couples to divorce. A law that forces married couples to divorce if one partner changes sex is cruel and should be axed. A New South Wales Upper Greens MP has said. Maureen Faruqi, oh God, is looking to introduce a bill to the New South Wales Parliament to amend the Birth, Deaths and Marriages Registration Act that currently allows only unmarried people to legally register a change of sex. The current state of affairs is cruel and dehumanising, she told the Star Observer even. No couples should have to decide between a divorce and having incorrect personal documentation. Well, duh.
Yeah, you'd think that would be kind of obvious.
You go, Greens.
I find the government has a lot of... It shouldn't be that difficult to change your sex. It shouldn't be a long, difficult process. It should be one letter from the psych, if even that, and be like, okay, done. Yeah, we're good. It should be that easy.
There are way too many places in the world where you need to be permanently sterilised in order to change your gender on your documents.
And I mean, that's just ridiculous, isn't it?
That is incredibly dehumanising.
I mean, you know, there's so many trans people that we don't. You know, it's a real thing. Get with the program. It shouldn't be that difficult to have it recognised by the law.
Yeah, I guess this law, they're just going, oh no, it means that two same-sex people will be married. No. We cannot have this. This will destroy the fabric of society.
And time. Don't forget time and space.
It's
time and
space. A travesty.
Sydney State Independent MP Alex Gramwich said the bill, which he's co-sponsoring, was about love and keeping couples together. I know many New South Wales MPs believe in the importance of marriage, and I hope their respect for the institution extends to protecting these loving marriages, he said. It's expected the bill will be introduced in the New South Wales Parliament in August.
Hell yes. Woo.
That's good.
Making progress.
I've never had sex with anyone. I don't really feel like it's something I'm missing out on. Am I missing out on anything? I just don't have the desire to drive. What if you were never attracted to anyone, guys?
Asexuality.
What if you had no sexual desires for another person at all? SBS Current Affairs show The Feed met 22-year-old Joanna, who defines herself as asexual. Like so many of us, she knew from a young age that she was different, but unlike most, asexual attraction never happened for her. Asexuality is a different concept to someone who is
celibate
and perhaps waiting for the right person. People who are asexual have a low of, people who are asexual have a low of non-existent sexual orientation.
And I mean, yeah, definitely, this is a pretty common thing. I've got quite a few friends who fit somewhere in that general category, and it's definitely not something that needs to be sensationalised. It's a common thing. A lot of asexual people have sex. They just don't experience sexual attraction.
Yeah, my older sister is completely asexual, completely aromantic. Well, aromantic is, you know, the romantic version of asexual. You don't have romantic feelings for anyone. You don't get crushes. You don't get that kind of thing. She said it has just never happened. Woman. She has never started feeling it. She has never wanted, never had a relationship, never wanted one, feels completely fulfilled without one.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, these people, you know, people who define themselves as asexual are not broken.
It's just a facet of the human experience.
Definitely. Do you think someone might say it's just in their instincts just to have it just... because it's in their nature, but I mean, not enjoying it.
To some asexual people, definitely. There's a wide variety of asexual people, just like in
because you can
group.
Argue and say people like humans are born to have sex because we evolved, but it doesn't mean you have to have those feelings attached to it.
Yeah. I mean, a quote from Johanna here. She says, "I've never looked at someone and thought, oh, they're really hot. I'd like to sleep with them." That's pretty much what it's about.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have sex as such.
Yeah. Like, it's something that...
It's part of our identity. That's what it is.
And it's just never really talked about. But
it's ignored. But yeah. It's a definite thing, and people can feel like they're broken or...
The most annoying thing I've heard things that have been said to ace individuals that you haven't found the right person or it's annoying to hear people say
and
to you.
Hell, if you are a gay person, someone said, oh, you haven't found the right person of the opposite sex, that is annoying as hell.
We've all been there.
It's just annoying when you're asexual.
Speaking of progress, 30 years since homosexuality was decriminalized in New South Wales.
Sorry, I thought you were going to say speaking of annoying. So no, speaking of progress, this is good.
Speaking of progress, today marks 30 years since the decriminalisation of homosexual sex was passed through the New South Wales Parliament on May 22, 1984. The New South Wales Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby reflected on the anniversary, looking back at how far the state and the country have come on issues affecting LGBTI issues, people.
We've definitely made a fair bit of progress.
Yeah, in just 30 years, you know, my parents were teenagers when that, or early 20s when that happened. You know, that's, it's not long ago. It is within lifetimes, many, many people's lifetimes.
Yeah, exactly.
Wasn't it like in Tasmania? That was like the one of the last states to finalise
in the
80s
or even 1990.
Like yeah.
I think it was in the 1990s.
And it's funny, it's gone to a flip where now it's going to be one of the first states that potentially might introduce same-sex marriage. Maybe.
Yeah. And we're running out of time, but just one more very quickly. LGBTI counselling... The telephone counselling service Gay and Lesbian Switchboard has received federal government funding for a volunteer visitor service providing companionship to older LGBTI Victorians.
It's definitely, it's something that's not really talked about, and I'm glad that there's initiatives like this.
Because in their elder years, LGBTI people do face some different things to straight older people and will often be a lot more isolated. Mm-hmm. So I think this is incredibly
important.
It's a great
move.
Chris, definitely do a topic about this, guys. I can feel it.
On the youth show.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
The next one.
Well, it is our future.
Exactly, guys.
Finally, just before we go, I've got a text in just saying, quick thought for all the students recently killed in the USA. Rest in peace. Thank goodness we don't have a gun culture. Loving the show. Kisses.
Unfortunately, we still do have a misogyny culture.
Well, yeah, absolutely, and that's definitely a global problem.
If anyone has seen my Tumblr over the last couple of days, I've done a lot of talking about this.
But hey, we're still a good country compared to, you know, others.
Yeah, so we're just going to, you know, light a candle. We are terribly sorry for what has happened. Yep.
And if anyone has seen me on Facebook, I've been spreading Where Is the Love everywhere. Yeah. Just everywhere.
Anyway,
thanks for joining us tonight. We'll be back the same time next week. That was fast, guys. What?
It's always pretty fast. Let's be real here.
I'm pretty fast.
Oh. That's what they say. That's what Totoro say.
Yeah.
Totoro. Okay. Let's just stop right now.
Let's
thank
finish
you
it.
Very
see you guys.
Much.
Thanks
Give
for joining us tonight.
The human
you got the lyrics wrong.
So long. Sayonara.
Thanks
good
for
night,
joining
everyone.
Us. Good night.
You've been listening to Generation Next.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.